Italy's birth rate is among the lowest in Europe, so the government launched a social media campaign encouraging people to have more children. Well, after just one day, it has gone viral, though not in the way that Italy had hoped. Christopher Lipsey reports from Rome.
Valentina Ognissanti works full-time for a travel company in Rome. She's 36, single, and doesn't have any kids yet.
Yeah, I do want kids, but maybe trying to build a career that will help me to have a family.
So she got a rude awakening when she opened Facebook and saw a meme that the health ministry is passing around. There's a picture of a woman holding up an hourglass and touching her belly. A caption in Italian reads,
La bellezza non ha età, la fertilità sì. Beauty doesn't have an age, fertility has. This is pretty offensive, especially because of her smug expression she's got on her face.
It's part of a government campaign to encourage parenthood in Italy. The health minister, Beatrice Lorenzin, is launching the country's first ever, quote, fertility day later this month. There are 12 promotional images, and they don't just target women. One shows a shriveled banana peel. The text reads, Male fertility is much more vulnerable than you think. Countless imitation memes have followed. One features an old man saying, When I was your age, I had 3 kids, and I lost one testicle in the war. Hashtag fertility day. Patrizio Nisirio is an author and journalist at the Italian news agency ANSA. He says the campaign isn't just a misstep, it also brings back haunting memories of fascist dictator Benito Mussolini, who made child-rearing a question of national duty.
And this campaign said fertility is a common good. Again, it kind of echoes that idea that, you know, it's not your own business whether you have children or not, but it's like the nation's need, which is kind of stupid, frankly.
But the government does have reason to worry. Last year, fewer babies were born in Italy than any time in history. Meanwhile, its population is both shrinking and living longer. That puts a heavy burden on the country's pension system. But critics argue the government should instead concentrate on improving the conditions for couples to have children, like offering the kind of generous maternity benefits seen in France and Germany. Even Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi seems to agree. He told Italian radio station RTL that young people have a hard time family planning when they often can't find steady work. He added, quote, None of my friends ever decided to have children after seeing an advertisement. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Livesay in Rome.